Hour News. As it happens, when it happens, wherever it happens. Local, regional, and global. Only on Q95, the big station. Q95DA.com. Right on cue.
Good morning. This is the morning news for today, Friday, October 15th, for 2021. I'm your presenter, Hassan Robinson. Here are the headlines. Associate Professor of Industrial and Organizational Psychology, Dr. Simone Matthew, advises Dominicans to embrace innovation to generate income for themselves. United States Vice President Kamala Harris told Barbados Prime Minister Mia Motley on Wednesday that the relationship between the U.S. and Barbados was a very important one. And the Quebec Order of Nurses announced on Monday that it will be suspending the practice of permits of its members who have not been vaccinated against COVID-19 as of Friday. The news is brought to you for the very kind compliments of Margaret Cooperative Credit Union Limited and Rudolph Thomas. The details of these stories and more are coming up next.
When it happens, wherever it happens, local, regional, and global, only on Q95, the big station, Q95DA.com. Right on cue.
Rudolph Thomas Enterprise in Portsmouth, your suppliers of building materials and hardware products. Over 20 years experience in the business. Rudolph Thomas has lumber and plywood, Portland and tile cement, steel rods, galvanized and fence pipe. And Rudolph Thomas can meet all your wire needs. Galvanized roofing sheets, doors, windows, toilet sets, face basins and bidets. PVC piping, fittings and lattice. Check out Rudolph Thomas for ceramic and vinyl floor and wall tiles, nails, nuts and bolts, paint and painting supplies. And check out their line of electrical and hand tools. And Rudolph Thomas is your one-stop shop for hard-to-find items like fiberglass mat and fiberglass resin and welding rods. Go now to Rudolph Thomas on 1240 Bay Street in Portsmouth.
We all want to know that our money is safe. Well, not only your money, but your financial future is in safe hands at the Marigot Cooperative Credit Union, serving the entire North with the friendliest, easy cash facility, payday loans, convenient checking accounts, secure night safe deposit. Members of the MCCU are now enjoying competitive loans, the members' retirement savings plan, membership capital, and the joy of watching your savings grow at the Marigot Cooperative Credit Union. Friendly support, trusted service, helpful staff approvals. Join the MCCU today and enjoy the growing advantage and convenience of the community-friendly Marigot Cooperative Credit Union business. Call 445-7155 or 445-7166 or email mccu@cwdom.dm. Invest well, save regularly, and watch your money grow at the Marigot Cooperative Credit Union.
And welcome back. Speaking on QFM's Roots on Q Connection program, host, director of coaching and lifestyle management at CoreMed Telemedicine and associate professor of industrial and organizational psychology, Dr. Simone Matthew, apprises Dominicans to embrace innovation to generate legal income for themselves. Dr. Matthew adds that COVID-19 will not go away anytime soon and that the time has come for all Dominicans to adapt to the changes of the world, both natural and business-wise, as a failure to adjust will lead to the brutal collapse of the Dominican economy.
COVID-19 could be potentially with us for another 2 years. So we do not have the luxury of sitting it out, waiting for COVID-19 to disappear and go away like so many of us hoped it would have done before the end of last year. So we have to jump in and we have to create the opportunities.
And that was Roots Connection on Q, show host and director of coaching and lifestyle management at CoreMed Telemedicine and associate professor of industrial and organizational psychology, Dr. Simone Matthew. And the DPSU General Secretary Thomas Slater dismisses the foolish claims made by political dictators who are tricking and misleading public servants into believing that based on their job or position, they are not allowed to protest, according to his opinion. Slater contends that this statement is wrong, misleading, and wicked in his views. Thomas Slater adds that the Constitution allows for protestation to be carried out by any person, regardless of his or her job and position, whether within the private or public sector.
What I notice, people have been using and say is to question whether we should embark on protest action in certain areas. There is nothing in the law that states that you cannot protest no matter where you are working or what your field or profession is.
That's right.
There is nothing in law that prevents anyone, regardless of where you are working,
right,
from protesting.
Right.
As far, let me refer to the Industrial Relations Act. And it is very clear that Section 3 of the Industrial Relations Act states very, very clearly that the provisions of the Industrial Relations Act does not apply to the state.
Correct.
I want Dominicans to listen to that carefully.
IRA.
The, what we refer to ID as the IRO, it does, IRA, sorry, Act, does not apply to the state, the provisions.
And that was the DPSU General Secretary Thomas Slater. And revelations from nearly 12 million leaked confidential financial records have thrown a light on the concealed wealth of powerful public figures around the world. The Pandora Papers, as it is recognized, reveals the widest ever leak of tax haven data, revealing the secret offshore holdings of 35 world leaders, some 330 politicians and high-level officials, and more than 130 billionaires. More than 600 journalists in 117 countries worked on it, and one of their top-tier journalists involved in this revelation spoke with social activist, entrepreneur, and host of Civic Vibes, Loftus Duran. Mr. Fergus Shield, managing director of the International Consortium of Investigative Journalists, or ICIJ, gave an overview of how deep this revelation goes.
ICIJ received more than 11.9 million documents. The leak came from 14 offshore providers. These are financial firms and law firms that provide services to the rich, the powerful, and sometimes the criminal. And those services essentially include two things. One is establishing shell companies, and the other one is establishing trusts. So ICIJ has done a number of offshore projects. The best known offshore projects that we've done are Panama Papers, the Paradise Papers, and now the Pandora Papers. So we view this as part of a trilogy, and it's different to the previous ones because it doesn't come, the documents don't come from one offshore provider, but they come from 14. And so for the first time, we see a panoramic view of the offshore world, a world that we know drains trillions of dollars from poor countries, a world that we know shields the powerful, the rich, and the criminal from tax authorities, shields them from criminal justice.
Mr. Shields spoke on the secrecy of the Pandora Papers and some of the implication it creates for leaders of countries and the country they represent.
So what we focus on principally is secrecy. What we say is that secrecy covers a multitude of sins. So often, in most times, it's not illegal to establish an offshore firm. It's not illegal to establish a trust. But the problem is, if the money that is going into that trust or into that offshore firm is itself the product of crime, what we can say convincingly, having looked at those people who are involved in the offshore world, is that in key instances, those who have invested in the offshore world include massive fraudsters, people that have been involved in some of the biggest frauds in history, including Ponzi schemes, including tax rip-offs, including carbon emissions rip-offs, schemes that have cost countries billions of dollars. And on top of that, there are others who are fleeing justice, fugitives from many countries who have offshore accounts. And as well as that, whilst it's not illegal for global leaders to have offshore companies, what is concerning is that their citizens often don't know about it, and their voters don't know about it. And what we know from past projects and from lengthy experience is that it is not a good idea for politicians to be able to hide their assets.
And that was Mr. Fergus Scheel, Managing Director of the International Consortium of Investigative Journalists. And the ECSC hosted a media briefing and the launch of its e-litigation portal on Thursday, where Minister for National Security Reuben Blackmore gave it very high racks or high remarks. Mr. Blackmore says this is a move to a more modern court system that is more transparent and accessible. He says during this pandemic, remote working is essential.
This rehabilitation project is being undertaken by a local company, namely Island Roofing and Hardware, at a cost of $2.1 million. It is very important to note that this jetty...
We apologize for the wrong clip. We'll get it to you in the midday news package. Moving on to other local news, Justice and book author Dr. Irvin Andre has noted the moral stand taken by now-deceased First Dominica Prime Minister Patrick Rowland-John in not simply supporting the status quo years after he was out of office. Dr. Andre says maintaining control over one's self whilst in political power is a difficult feat which can only be achieved when leaders place personal limits upon themselves to ensure they remain humble and transparent.
The whole question of power is a very complex and complicated matter. The whole question of power, particularly in a small island state of Dominica, imposes significant obligations on you. It induces significant frailties and vulnerability. We know that because we have today exhibits that indicate that you need a certain type of strength of character to deal with the issues that tend to pull you in many directions. You need to grapple with perhaps an obsession to become financially successful. And certainly that is a test that Patrick John passed with flying colors. You need to maintain a semblance of humility, a semblance of connectedness, a semblance that, quite frankly, irrespective of your station in life, you are still, or you should still regard yourself as a person, humble origin, filled and imbued with certain values, which should never be alienated from yourself. Was it not Bob Marley who said, you can run away, but you can never run away from yourself? Not for Patrick John, the inducements or the lapse of thighs of luxury in Macau. Not for him was the excessive life. Not for him was the obsession to acquire material property.
And that was a justice and book author, Dr. Irvin Andre. And controversy-engulfed APP political leader Tihara Blanchard has revealed that she claims that her party's general plans to significantly improve and revamp Dominica's economy from the CBI-based economy that is being promoted by the Dominica Labour Party administration. Blanchard categorically states that other engines of economic growth will be revitalized and the main revenue for Dominica will be derived from the agricultural sector. She also states that statistically, APP's approach towards economic development and livelihood advancement will greatly surpass that of Skerrit administration, CBI-based economy. Blanchard states that details for each of their policies will be expounded upon and presented to the public in the near future.
Of course, we believe that there is a need to have a new economy that is built on new revenues, innovation, industries, agriculture, re-greening, neo-nature tourism, cannabis industrialization, youth entrepreneurship, public and private sector partnership, diaspora contributions, agro-processing, technologies, and social media exploitation, of course. As a party, we do plan to totally revamp Dominica's economy on an agricultural base and bring in new ideas to the table with widespread engagement of all sectors of the Dominican society, including and especially Dominicans in the diaspora. We will have a returning citizens investment initiative as well.
She added that the Returning Citizens Investment Initiative will greatly see the inclusion of the diaspora in aiding the advancement of the economy compared to the neglect being shown to them by the present DLP administration.
As I mentioned, we do have a Returning Citizens Investment Initiative. And we believe that this type of program would target our Dominicans around the world who wish to return and invest in a new and innovative industry and in areas of commerce. And we believe that this will be used to help finance such projects. More Dominicans, of course, should be active and progressive participants in the Dominican economy. And we believe that as a party, we need to encourage our Dominicans to please come on board and let us do what we need to do together as a people to see our country progress.
And that was entrepreneur and APP leader Tiara Blanchard. And in other news, United States Vice President Kamala Harris on Wednesday said the relationship between the U.S. and Barbados was a very important one. She also spoke of the importance of the connection between the United States and CARICOM as she welcomed Prime Minister Mia Mottley to a high-level meeting with other officials at the Eisenhower Executive Office Building in Washington, D.C. Mottley left Barbados on Tuesday to attend the International Monetary Fund meeting in the United States.
That the relationship between the United States and CARICOM is a very important one, which we intend as an administration, and it was just with President Biden, who of course expresses his welcome to you. It is an important relationship that we intend to strengthen. So welcome and thank you.
Thank you. It hurt us because time is of the essence now if the world passes 1.5 degrees. With respect to security, well, I don't need to say anymore. We're in the same neighborhood. And anybody who lives in the same neighborhood, whether it is in a village or a city or a state, we have to work together to keep each other safe. And safety is fundamentally what it is about now. 100 years ago, the world faced similar circumstances. And the world rose to the occasion after 20, 25 years, and it led to the establishment of the United Nations and the Bretton Woods institutions. We are at a similar moment in time now. And while we may not need to create new institutions, we may need to repurpose the existing ones.
And that was Barbados Prime Minister Mia Mottley speaking to Kamala Harris. Also in other news, infectious diseases specialist Dr. Matthew Octon says Quebec is making a strong statement and has some justification on making the move to see unvaccinated Q nurses to have their license suspended. The decision comes 3 days after Quebec Minister of Health and Social Services Christian Dubé urged the various professional orders of the healthcare workers to suspend the license of anyone who have not been vaccinated.
Pay, but now suspending permits to practice. Does that seem like a larger stick needed than necessary?
It's an interesting question. I think the argument could be made that they could have started just with the suspension without pay until such time as proof is provided, and then hold back on the suspension of license for those who still refuse. That would have been another direction. I believe that's a direction that some other jurisdictions have done. On the other hand, Quebec is really, I think, making a strong statement by doing this, saying, look, this is what we expect of our healthcare workers, of our healthcare system, to do what they can to look after themselves, their colleagues, their vulnerable patients. And I think they have some justification. I believe that this is probably going to result in some grievances and lawsuits that are going to be with us for quite some time.
And that's the morning news as a recap of the headlines. Associate Professor of Industrial and Organizational Psychology Dr. Simone Mathieu advises the Dominicans to embrace innovation to generate income for themselves. United States Vice President Kamala Harris and told Barbados Prime Minister Mia Mottley on Wednesday that the relationship between the U.S. and Barbados was a very important one, and the Quebec Order of Nurses announced on Monday that it will be suspending the practice permits of its members who have not been vaccinated against COVID-19 as of Friday. The news was brought to you for the very kind compliments of Margaret Cooperative Credit Union and Rudolph Thomas. I've been your presenter, Hassan Robinson.
Our news as it happens.